This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
You ready to go?
We're just doing our Friday recap?
Yeah, we'll do the Friday recap, and then we'll put a start on Jack and Greg so I can get you that early.
Okay, so in the Friday recap is Laird and Manson.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 116 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
Like always, TK, I got you, man, to the right. How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, man. Yourself?
Good. You know, looking to bring the pain. Little Friday recap for you.
Yeah, hell yeah. We've had a huge week. Monday, we had Mark Manson on the show. It's an interesting character, New York Times bestselling author. And he gave us both a little bit of advice, I think, and everyone out there a bit of advice for executionable advice.
For sure. You know, the writer, bestseller, relationship guru, world traveler, really into developing his mind through travel, which I feel is super imperative to get you through your full potential.
Yeah, we talked about this in episode 4. Unfortunately, this is blocked now.
Oh, yeah.
But, when you were in Bali and I was in Sydney, and we had a good discussion about actually the importance of travel, and it's probably something we should just touch on quickly now.
Yeah, episode 4, guys. If you really want it, email us at info@divisionwarpodcast.com. We'll send it to you because we froze it.
I'm not sure. I think I threw it in the bin.
Did you throw it? So when you freeze those, you can't open
it.
I'm
joking. I've got it.
But yeah, it goes back, guys, listening to... And I speak from experience that I know where my life was before I got my passport. I know what I was doing. I remember my headspace. And then once I got my passport, living in North America, I jumped on a plane for the first time at 30 to visit Australia. Mm. I'd been on planes before, but intercontinental, you know, LA to Cleveland, that sort of thing. But then the importance of mindset and how you think, like how you see the world, how you perceive the world, especially from a different continent, in different cities, in different cultures, and different customs, it totally changes your outlook.
I agree. When you think about how little a bubble we live in, and the fact of, you know, people overseas don't live like us. Like, we were talking before about how America and Australia and kind of England are very transparent between each country because virtually they are similar.
You're free to worship where you want to worship. You could, you know, own things. You could publicly display affection. Things that we think, like, you could hold. There's some countries where, you know, if you're a woman, you can't do certain things men could do. And we kind of take things like that for granted.
When I went to Dubai, that's something they've got a multitude of laws, but it's about respect and learning their cultures. And, you know, it's brilliant. Like, Asia, different. South America, different. Africa, different. I just learned so many different things going to all these different places. And I think that's the respect factor too. When you're on their turf, it's like, yeah, we'll do what, you know, what the customs do.
Yeah, anthropologists call that cultural enculturation. When you go into a different society and a different culture and you totally embrace it rather than fight it or be disrespectful. So it's, you know, that's where the saying, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yeah, I love that saying.
There's a really famous, well, maybe it's infamous, study that they did. I think it was in the 1980s, and it was a cultural anthropologist who went to, I think it was Papua New Guinea, And there was this indigenous tribe called the Yanomano. And the Yanomano people, I think it's like 13 men to every woman. But the long story short, the anthropologist intervened on one of the cultural norms, which happens to be a grotesque form of gang rape. He intervenes, he stops it, and he takes this girl out of her environment, and she moves with him to D.C. and stayed with him for a few years, but it got to a point where she ended up sneaking back and went back to that which she was used to.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous psychological study there, but it comes down to, like you said, getting out of your comfort zone is a big one. And I remember when you got back from Vietnam, like the framework of the day-to-day life, because I don't know, were you staying in the villages? I mean, do they have resorts there?
Yeah, there's resorts there.
So they have like resorts and stuff.
Well, you cross the road, you're in a resort, and then you cross the other road. You know.
Were you able to see the poverty?
Yes, every day.
That would affect me.
Well, that's the thing.
Bali did that to me, man.
Me and my parents had a deep discussion about that. But the thing is and they brought that to a point straight away, is the fact that they know no better. Do you know what I mean? Like, what we think is luxury is not luxury for them. And they're happy. They're a lot, probably happier than we are in everyday life.
It's one of those things that as the human being animal, we have this ability to adapt. So to our environment, to where if you lose something, it might sound like at the time a huge life-changing ordeal, but it's in our DNA to evolve and adapt to that. But if you've never known something, like the people on the other side of the street in Vietnam, the locals, who they don't know what it's like to live in those five-star hotels. They don't know what flight is. They probably don't know what a cinema is. So how could they miss it? Did you hear what's going on the border of North and South Korea?
Actually, one of the gentlemen that was on one of our tours told us about the trip he took to North Korea.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, the fact that they virtually could leave their hotel for 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
And they were followed around by
people making sure they weren't
people. Yeah.
They weren't spies or they weren't.
It was crazy. I think you actually might have been telling me a story about, who was that famous?
Rock star. Yeah, Henry Rollins.
You told me about that as well, and it kind of clicked.
Yeah, same story. He was talking.
Because he had virtually told me that the week before, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, and Henry Rollins said that he had to, because there were people in his tour group that recognized him, and he had to go up to two people and say, look, man, you can't let these guards are already weary of me. You can't let them know that I'm famous. Because if they find that out, who knows what will happen to me? Because if they think that I might be working for the American government and try to spread propaganda about what's really going on. But between the North and South Koreans, there's stories of the South Koreans sending these hot air balloon type apparatuses filled with like DVDs and pictures of like the ocean and surfing and all of like, you know, Western culture that these North Koreans have never seen. Like, think about that. So in North Korea, when their leader died, it's been documented that if you weren't publicly weeping in the streets, you were condemned.
Really?
Publicly weeping enough, then you were executed. And people were being born into that. So, like, if you commit a crime in North Korea and you're put into slavery, your kids will then be the same.
Wow.
And then imagine that, like, that's, it's unfathomable.
Kind of like the brilliance and the disaster of the world at the same time.
It's grotesque to think that that goes on in 2017.
When you think about how different they are, but at the same time, how cruel that is. It's just like, it's, I don't know, it just blows my mind, the fact that they can actually go that far.
And there's places in the world that it's like that, and it just makes us super aware of how lucky we are living in Australia.
Oh, hell yeah.
And how lucky, I mean, Sydney, Australia is probably one of the most idealistic societies in the world.
Oh, when you think how easy, that's what I always say when I go overseas, coming back to Australia, we make it very easy on the people living here.
I love it here, man. A microcosm of that is the New Year's Eve celebration, man. I was brought to tears 2 years ago when I'm sitting under that Harbour Bridge, Barangaroo Reserve Point, watching the fireworks. And all you really need to know about a city is what they give back to their people. I've been in fireworks shows. I've seen Vegas. I've seen LA, South Carolina, you know, 10, 15 minutes. That's it. Guys, if you're listening, you're not from Sydney, you're not familiar with what we're talking about, go to YouTube and type in New Year's Eve, Sydney, Australia, 2016 or 2017, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's an annual event.
Two different 9 p.m. and 12 a.m. fireworks. I'm talking multi-million dollar extravaganza.
It's the pride of our kind of city.
And it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And every time I leave Sydney for extended period of time, go back home.
Some people think
I can't wait to come back.
The actual, because obviously the different time zones with all different worlds, Sydney actually marks kind of with that
first,
with that fireworks sort of thing.
You got what, New Zealand, then Sydney?
I think there's a few different Polynesian sort of places that would go.
Like the Cook Islands or something?
Yeah, somewhere little that would go first. And obviously New Zealand's 2 hours before us. But in terms of what marks the actual change of the change of year, it does seem that Sydney does hold that kind of key to changing it. And then
that makes sense then.
New York's kind of got the dropping of the ball as well. So I think that they're the two most famous ones, I think.
I had never known, man, maybe I was always too drunk or high in my 20s to never know the New Year's, what's going on in the world, or maybe because I didn't have a passport or not living my truth. But since I've been here, man, people in America, I see on my Facebook when I you know, post something, or it's New Year's Eve, there's a lot of Americans paying attention to, it's becoming one of those things, like a bucket list. I want to go to Sydney for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to witness. You could definitely see the love affair between the people and the city.
Yeah, for sure, man. Okay, let's move on. Laird Hamilton, I wanted to speak to you. I'll give you a quote, and I know you've shared this with me as well, but the patience is the fisherman who caught the big fish, but people don't realize how many years he sat by the fishing pole and waited.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I accidentally cut that one off because when I wrote it, all I had was
you had to make it small for me, but yeah, it's just the relevance of the actual patience, and that's what we kind of wanted to speak to about in the second sort of main points, is that, you know, patience and perseverance, it's just the be all and end all. Like, realistically, if we didn't have patience, we would have given up on this project, you know, months ago.
For sure. I've had on my left elbow, my first tattoo in kanji, it means patience. And it's one of these things that I've always struggled with. Always. I mean, how often do you have to tell me, dude, we'll get there. Dude, stop thinking so far ahead. Dude, relax. There's a process. Not so much anymore. I'm getting it. But I struggle with it. Waiting. You know, waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
And hearing Laird say that, and, man, he was filled. It was like, I felt like it was just one long philosophical quote from Laird, man. How... His outlook on life and being that connected with the ocean, and he says surfing is about our relationship with nature, was a big one. And then success is about having the willingness to fail.
Yeah.
Patience, right? Being committed to your cause, even if it doesn't work the first time. Being committed to that intent while you started, even if you fail the second time. Being committed to your skill set and your people around you.
Yeah.
Go the third time. That's patience in its truest form.
Yeah. So if there's one takeaway, guys, you can do is, like, I know everyone struggles in life. I've been there myself. Johnny's had some as well. It's all that patience game is huge.
Life is about struggling, though, man. Like, I've had it. My last, shit, specifically in the last 6-7 weeks, ups, downs, roller coasters. You know, I'll wake up some mornings super exhausted just from the emotional end, you know, like, what's going on in my personal life, what's going on with my visa, what's going on with work, what's going on with the show, how's my mom doing, how are my sisters doing, I'm so far away from them. It's constantly something. But I think what it comes down to is the awareness that we must keep to know that how important perspective is, and that there's so much going around us that it's not just about me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always tell myself. If I could control one thing, that's that, you know, I've always had a good way of being able to get through something mentally. Sometimes that's a good and bad thing. You know, might not express it all the time to the people who love me. But I feel that through all of those downtimes, you begin to become a little bit more skilled in how to deal with when something bad happens.
Yeah, for sure. What's that quote? Patience, good things happen to people.
Those who wait. Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it.
Is that it?
Is that the one?
I don't know. That was one that I remember that was like super mainstream in like the early 90s. Good things come to those who wait was one of them.
Yep.
But patience is a virtue is another one. I'm sure there's tons of them. I don't want to put words in your mouth, the exact one you were thinking of.
Yeah, I think that was the one I'm thinking was. I just want to spoil it.
Yeah, that spoiler boy.
Yeah, for sure. Guys, thanks again for tuning into the Friday wrap-up. Next week, we've got a huge week. We've got two local boys, actually. Jack Deloza.
That name gives you fits.
I'm getting a little bit tongue-tied.
Yeah, Deloza.
Deloza, he is the CEO of a company called Entrepreneur.
The Entourage.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said the Entrepreneur. No, he is an entrepreneur. You're right. The Entrepreneur.
No, you're right. It's called Entourage.
Yeah, it's called the Entourage.
I messed that up. And that is one of Australia's biggest
Entrepreneurial college.
Educational college for entrepreneurs. It's quite unique and significant. He's doing great things in Sydney. So going to get him on. And then we're also going to get one of the local guys in the wellness space, Greg Stark. Greg's recently brought out a book, Sweat Equity. And he actually works down the road from us. So it's going to be interesting to meet him and bring him on for the first time. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, Starkey. Stark. Jack DeLosa just celebrated his 30th. We're going to hear a lot about a guy. Both of these guys, common denominators, patience. I mean, Stark's been in the game over 10 years, got that book out finally, doing his thing. DeLosa, I mean, his vision started, 8 years ago with four different dudes, and it's evolved into, like you said, Australia's number one entrepreneurial college.
Yeah, and guys, we just want to bring it to your attention. Johnny and myself, we work at the gym at Fitness First on George Street in Sydney, and one of our colleagues, Harley, he's just going through a bit of a tough time for the last couple of years. He's actually battled cancer, and it's actually stopped him from working over the last couple of months. So we're trying to raise as much money as possible for Harley to support him in his next bout of treatment. So the ways you can do it, we'll leave all these in the show notes. The actual address is www.gofundme.com/Harley's with an apostrophe S, -beating-cancer-campaign. Like I said, I'll put this in the show notes. But any $1, $2, whatever it is, anything we can do to, you know, raise as much money for Harley. He's a good friend of both of ours, and he's a great guy. So anything you can do will be much appreciated.
Yeah, and for anybody listening who really wants to jump on board with helping Harley, and you want to send us an email, send us at info@thevisionboardpodcast.com. We could elaborate. Click that link. We'll have the link in the show notes. And we're just trying to spread as much help we can to help his treatment with, you know, what he's going through right now.
Definitely. So get in touch. Support the cause. And continue supporting us. We love it, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, first and foremost, guys, we appreciate you following us, supporting us since day one. And like we always do, we'll keep bringing it.
All right, we'll see you next week, guys.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching a itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and, you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.